I promised you before the end today to tell you about the Playing Our Part campaign. This fantastic campaign from for the BBC Northern Ireland's Christmas Appeal for this year, for 2014. And we're working with a local charity, HNI, to highlight the needs and experiences of older people. And you've maybe seen some of the ads going out on TV with some of our presenters, with their mums and with their dads. And all of us can probably think of an older person whose advice or support has made a big difference in our lives. They may have helped us through difficult times, even inspired us by their example, and send thank you to them may be something that we've never actually done before, and now you can. So we want to hear your stories about an older person who's made a big difference in your life. It could be anyone. Doesn't have to be something dramatic. Doesn't have to be your mum or dad. An older person that's made a big difference in your life. Who would you like to say thank you to? Our regular commentator, Alex Kane's with us this morning. I love this campaign, Alex, because it's the right thing to do. Never mind a nice thing to do.
Well, it is absolutely the right thing to do, Stephen. And we live in a world, you know, we talk about instant communication and Skyping and emailing and tweeting and all that stuff. And yet we forget that there's an awful lot of elderly people, you know, who don't, who either haven't taken up into the communication, although I know many have, but who are still lonely and who sometimes think that society has forgotten them, that life has moved on, that children have moved to other countries, that they're just no longer in the, you know, that circle. I think it's good, particularly for people like me, you know, to look back and just, because I'll be heading 60 next year, and looking back at people, you know, who still, when Vinny asked me yesterday about this, you know, without even thinking, three people immediately came to mind. I mean, the first one was my aunt Nell, my great aunt Nell, my adoptive aunt Nell, who was, you know, stereotypical, you know, mad, batty aunt from the 60s, you know, the people used to put the fur coats and the perfumes and the rouge and the lipstick and so on. You know, this was a woman who was in her 80s when I first met her, who'd lost her husband, who was a pilot, Canadian pilot, and her son in the Second World War. And I think it was that loss, you know, and what she had borne through the years of losing those, she made an instant connection with me. And as you know, I was adopted. I was 6 years old. I was lonely. I was frightened. And this woman, without needing to know the details, just knew what I needed, just knew that I needed someone to talk to. And I spent so many weekends with her in her flat in Armagh. And she was just absolutely brilliant, Stephen.
See, Alex, I don't know about you, but it's only now that I'm getting old myself that I realise the experience that comes with age. And I don't mean myself, I mean people much older than me as well. It's sometimes when you're feeling invincible in your teens and in your 20s that you discount the knowledge, the wisdom. That's the word I'm looking for, the wisdom that someone in their 60s or 70s actually has.
That is the key. It is that wisdom, it is that experience. And the other two guys named James and Sandy, who I met when I was doing O-levels, I had to do stuff into the First World War, and I went to an old people's home, which is where my aunt had been, you know, for a while. And these two guys had both volunteered for the First World War when they were 14 to 15 years old. They just talked to me about their lives, why they went. They weren't interested in the war themselves. They were interested in the people they'd left behind. They were interested in why. They almost are still carrying that guilt that they hadn't been killed when their friends had. But one thing that stuck with me then, Stephen, I remember writing it in the essay. I wrote, I think there comes a point in your life, and it's probably when you know that the end is coming, that you've recognised all the mistakes you've made. You've recognised the lessons you've learned, and it's that wisdom, it's that experience. I think sometimes kids need to open their ears and listen to that, understand that.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in your life?
Oh, I think the biggest mistake is burying bridges when I was young. I mean, I think sometimes, and also being so often afraid, you know, many times when I think I should have raised my voice and I should have stood up and said, well, actually, I don't believe that. I mean, okay, I've made up for it in the past 20 years. I think for many of us, you know, and I remember my aunt Nell saying to me, Alex, you know, never be afraid to be the one voice in a room that says, actually, I don't agree. I think that is wrong. And I also think it was with Sandy and James, who both said to me, when we talked about, this, of course, about 1973, the Troubles were underway. These were old men who were looking at what was happening. And both of them said, you know, and I remember writing it down as well. So Alex, if you're going to play any sort of part in life, make sure it's a part about being positive. It's about stopping violence. It's about encouraging people to actually come together, to compromise, to learn from each other. Okay. And yeah, again, I wish I had picked that up years earlier.
Alex, lovely to talk to you this morning, as always. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.